This is WLRN News. I'm Holly Pretzky. The Miami-Dade County School Board voted to authorize legal action Wednesday to challenge a new education law known as House Bill 7069. The new law requires that public schools share some construction and maintenance funds with charter schools. The Miami-Dade County School Board argues that and some other provisions are unconstitutional. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho advocated for a joint lawsuit with other school districts.
There is strength in an approach that's led by a consortium or a coalition of like-minded entities who see the legal issue from the same perspective.
The board agreed to put up to $30,000 toward legal action. Carvalho recommends using funds from a 2015 oil spill settlement with British Petroleum. The board also plans to ask the governor and state leaders for a special legislative session to discuss the impact of the law on school districts. Broward and Palm Beach school boards have also voted to pursue legal action against the law that went into effect last month. The Miami-Dade School Board attorney says no districts have filed a lawsuit yet. I'm Holly Pretzky in Miami.